Showers and thunderstorms will move back across the Midwest here today and Friday, limiting field work once again. The majority of the Midwest, though, will be on the edge of a new weather pattern that will likely bring us a better opportunity for some field work to occur across the region in a more aggressive manner. First, though, the rain that occurs today and tomorrow will likely be greatest from portions of eastern Iowa and northern Missouri into Michigan. Some of this region will see half-inch to 1.5-inch amounts, maybe even some locally greater amounts in some cases, and the precipitation will once again saturate the soil, in fact maintain saturated conditions in some cases, and limit the amount of field work that will likely occur. As we move on out, though, into Saturday, we'll likely see drier conditions occurring across the Midwest. There will be quite a cool shot of air coming through the region, and its leading edge will likely bring a few more showers to the Midwest from northwest to southeast from late Friday into Saturday. Most of the precipitation with that frontal boundary, though, will be minimal, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 15 hundredths of an inch in most cases. Well, once the cold air is in place, we'll have a risk of frost and freeze conditions occurring Sunday and Monday mornings, and the odds are very good that we'll likely see temperatures down into the 30s throughout all of the Midwest, and some upper 20s will occur in northern areas. There is potential, though, some crop damage will take place, but mostly to leaf mass in both the wheat and also the corn crops, and there'll be some other crops that may be negatively impacted as well. But because planting is so far behind, emergence on corn is way behind as well, and so the potential for crop damage is still kept relatively low. Plus, the growing point of the early crop is probably still below the surface in most cases, and the temperatures will not be cold enough for permanent yield-reducing losses. Now, once we're through with the cold air on Monday, we will see a nice warming trend take place, and most of next week will likely be warmer. We'll expect the temperatures to get above average, especially in the western Corn Belt, and back to near normal in the east. Those temperatures, though, will stay in a relatively warm mode on into the end of this two-week forecast, which takes us out to about the 23rd or so of May. That could be very helpful between rain events by accelerating the evaporation rates and giving us an opportunity for at least a little better field working conditions as time moves forward. The temperatures out there this afternoon will still be relatively pleasant in most of the Midwest, but we will be seeing cooler conditions occurring beginning in the Northwest. This afternoon's highs will be in the upper 50s and 60s in the far northwest. Everybody else will be in the 70s with a few lower 80s in the lower Ohio River Basin. We'll look for high temperatures on Friday afternoon, running mostly in the 60s and 70s, but there'll be a few 50s across the Great Lakes region. The temperatures on Saturday afternoon will most likely be in the 50s and 60s in the north and 60s and lower 70s in the south, and everybody will be in the 50s and 60s as we get into Sunday afternoon. We'll look for the temperatures to be in rebounding after that, and by the time we get to midweek next week, we'll probably be seeing 70 and 80 degree temperatures common across the majority of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night are expected to be turning quite chilly as we move into the late weekend, but tomorrow morning the lows temperatures will likely be in the 30s and 40s in the northwestern areas and 50s and lower 60s in other locations. As we move on into the end of the weekend, though, those 30s will become more common across the Midwest, with some 20s across the north from the Dakotas over to Michigan, maybe reaching down to a few random locations in northern Illinois, and maybe the northernmost part of Indiana. We'll expect those low temperatures to begin abating into a warmer mode as we get into the first part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.